Welcome back. It's 1234, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Doing just fine. Just another average dinner at the White House, you know, like all of us experience every evening.
That's right. It's just, you know, just like a mac and cheese dinner at my house.
Yeah. Did you get any of the caviar, or maybe you weren't invited?
I was not invited. There were quite a few journalists there, some people who cover the White House. It was interesting to see the list, but no, I was not. I was envious of the meal that was served. It was, you know, very, very fatty and delicious sounding ribeye of beef with crumbled blue cheese on top and 12 kinds of potatoes and all sorts of yummy chocolate desserts. And no shirking on the calories at this meal.
I didn't even know there were 12 different types of potatoes.
Yeah. I didn't either.
Yeah, really? 2,500 calorie dinner, triple the Michelle's healthy lunch diet. Well, that's pretty interesting. All right, and also understand quite the selection of American wines.
Yes, they had a champagne from the Charlottesville, Virginia area, and I think a Chardonnay from California. The prices ranged from like $35 to $65 a bottle, which is, you know, not outrageous, but yeah, it sounds like a really swell time was had by all. Yeah, I was in a big tent on the south lawn, and around 350 guests, and a lot of fundraising. You know, a lot of political donors were there, of course, and as is usually the case.
Yeah. French President, was he accompanied by anyone last night, or was he there alone?
No, he went stag.
All right.
It was interesting. Obviously, he left his longtime partner at home. They just broke up over the news that he had been having an affair with another woman. He hasn't been married, but no, so he was alone, and they actually had to, the White House had to rip up and throw out about 300 engraved invitations because they had the previous unofficial First Lady of France's name on the previous invitations, and then she didn't come, so they had to send out new invitations.
I would have just crossed it out, you know.
a little white out.
Actually, that would have been very funny, but not for the President of France. All right. I saw your story, unions pressing for judges friendly to labor. And this is correct me if I'm wrong, it's a coalition of about 100 liberal groups trying to make this push?
Right. The Alliance for Justice has joined forces with some other, they are a coalition of liberal groups, and they've joined forces with some unions like Communications Workers of America and the Service Employees International Union. And they're you know, making a push this year, early in the year, to get the Senate to Senate Democratic leadership to confirm more of Obama's judges that he's already nominated, and also to get the White House to get the president to nominate more judges who come from a background that's friendly to the labor side, if you will. You know, they say that the president has been appointing, and they're by and large correct. He's been appointing judicial nominees who are either, you know, corporate attorneys or federal prosecutors, and would prefer the president to start looking at people who have a background, lawyers representing unions, representing workers' rights, that kind of thing. So that's their goal.
All right. So the unions obviously have donated tons of cash to Democrats, so they're demanding their payback, right?
It sure looks that way. And you know, the White House says, "Well, we're already doing a swell job, you know, getting more diversity on the federal bench." Pretty much what the White House has been talking about is diversity as far as gender, racial diversity, and sexual orientation. The president has been, you know, ever since he came into office, really on a campaign to nominate more minorities, more women, and more gay people to the federal bench. But these groups, these liberal groups and the unions, are saying, "That's not enough. What we need are people who have what they call professional diversity, you know, from backgrounds working for public interest groups and, you know, like Sierra Club and people and groups like that.
Mm-hmm. All right, got about 30 seconds left here. Very quickly, president has plans for today, or what's he doing?
I think, you know, I'm guessing he's probably in the White House gym at some point today working off those calories. just meetings today. But he is signing this executive order that he's been talking about to raise the federal minimum wage for federal contractors also.
All right, very good. Dave, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Andy.
Dave Boyer, White House reporter here at the Washington Times. Stay tuned. More to come. Charlie Hurt coming up next right here at WRC. This portion of the show brought to you by K Hubnanian Homes. New communities, new designs. Go to khub.com.